Prepare the way of our Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on rare occasions, you sometimes hear good news from the media, from TV or newspapers. When I was traveling in the South this weekend, I saw the news media reporting a good news when the man who was last month elected as president of the US of A put up a huge Christmas tree for his rally in Mobile, Alabama, and publicly wished the crowd Merry Christmas. He wants to start the trend of saying Merry Christmas again, those beautiful words which remind people that it is Christ who is the center of our celebration. On the other hand, the president who is still in office sent out his this year's Christmas cards to friends and supporters, and these cards, for the 8th consecutive year, omitted the word Christmas in favor of a more inclusive holiday greeting, Happy Holidays. It is really good news or glad tidings that the word Christmas has hope to become generally used word again. Because during the season of Christmas, the greetings without Christ, they make about as much sense as a rice pudding without rice. Likewise, Happy Holidays is always so anemic and bland. It can be stretched to fit into any special day in the calendar. Thanksgiving Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, they are all happy holidays. But Christmas is a very special holiday, the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. So everyone should acknowledge it of being his birthday, or then be silent. Jesus loved his friends, and his enemies he forgave, but the lukewarm in-betweeners he could not stand. I'm sure, children, none of you would shy to say Merry Christmas, but wouldn't it be tragic if in our home, amidst all the busies, the little one whose birthday it is would be left outside in the cold, peering wistfully in the window, forgotten in his own feast. It does sometimes happen, even in Catholic families, that people get so stressed about the busy preparations of Christmas that they forget to whom they should give their full attention and love, namely to God Almighty, who was born to the crib and who becomes in the midst of us humans every time the priest celebrates the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But we cannot forget him, children, and the reason is that it was he who started all of this. It is he who started all this fuss and busy, the and buying of presents and putting up decorations. Because Christmas was and is one child's birthday, and because of this, now millions of children and adults expect Christmas morning eagerly to get their hands on the presents. Because two pilgrims and a donkey went traveling along the backwood roads from Nazareth to Bethlehem, now millions of travelers log in to buy airline tickets or hit the roads to travel to their place of celebration. Because some shepherds standing on a nameless hill suddenly heard singing of the angels in the skies, we now are singing Christmas carols. Because three kings from the east stepped into a stable with their gorgeous robes and royal gifts, we now buy and give each other Christmas presents. Soon-to-be former First Lady said recently since the election, we have lost all hope. But she is wrong. These little words, Merry Christmas, truly give us a newfound hope. Sometimes in the past, we, the people of God and members of His church, we have felt like out in the woods or in the desert, shouting out for the people to get ready because Jesus is coming. And we do need to tell people, like Saint John the Baptist did, to get ready for a visit from our Lord. The phrase, prepare the way of our Lord, is taken from Isaiah, the greatest of the four major prophets, and that is a call to penance as a preparation for the coming of our Lord. The greater the visitor, the greater the care to smooth his path, like in Alabama, where a big Christmas tree and a big stadium were carefully prepared for the big visit of the president-elect. But on Christ's coming, when he comes for the second time, not only mountains are to be leveled and valleys filled in, but an invisible wall will be destroyed, the wall which separates the good from the bad. So during your time on earth, children, remember that your soul is made by God, and it will one day return to God, and you want to return it as pure, polished, and cleansed as possible, cleansed from all dirt, worldly desires, and sin. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.